the world around them and their place in it. And so the better you can know yourself, the more you can anticipate what your reaction to something might be, and you can set yourself up for success. I know you talk a lot about habits. For example, you automate the things that you know, create a great day, make you more productive, but then you keep that open mind, that growth mindset, so that you can continue to learn and grow and adapt along the way. And I have had to do that working at ClassPass for sure.
This is episode 103 of the Neuro Experience Podcast. I'm Louisa. I'm your host. Sitting with me today at Everlast headquarters is the wonderful Shari Castelli. Shari is the Director of National Accounts at ClassPass. Now, guys, if you're like me, you're probably struggling with finding motivation to go to the gym. That's right. I said it. I'm true to being human. Sometimes it's a struggle to get to the gym. I hate doing weights. You all know that. You know, and I'm an endurance athlete at heart. So finding the strength to actually go and do strength training can be somewhat mentally draining. That's why I brought Shari in here today to tell us all about ClassPass. Now, I started using ClassPass back when I first moved here, back in 2017 and 2018. ClassPass basically breathed new life into my fitness world. I was becoming bogged down in where should I go? What should I do? Every time I did a fitness class and I thought I was, you know, in and excited to do this new class, another one would pop up on Instagram and I would just be so frustrated and also excited, because I'd be so frustrated that I didn't get to go to a class that everyone's trying out and I really want to try it out, and I just didn't know when and how to access these classes. Alas, that's when ClassPass came in. With ClassPass, you basically get to shop around and take classes across a variety of different fitness activities, and for a much cheaper price. It's flexible, affordable, and trust me, much more interesting than just hopping on a treadmill and going for it. So let's get into it with Shari. We're going to talk about how she ended up at ClassPass, her insights into the fitness industry, her insights into the boutique industry, her insights into fitness trainers today, and how they built ClassPass from what it was to what it is today. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Neuro Experience Podcast, and welcome to Everlast headquarters, and welcome back to New York City.
Thank you so much.
Have you seen a difference? Like, because I know you don't live here anymore.
Yes, actually the difference is in myself.
Yeah.
More than the world around me. It feels a little bit like an amusement park to be back here.
Yeah.
And I take comfort in the fact that it'll only be a few more days, because it's quite cold here compared to California.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I woke up this morning. And I obviously talk in Celsius. It was -1 degrees. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to handle this, but it's so nice to have you here. I'm excited to get into it. Why don't you go on and tell us a bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll get into everything about ClassPass.
Sure, yeah. My name is Shari Castelli, and I am the Director of National Expansion and Funding at ClassPass. And as mentioned, I used to live in New York City. I've been at ClassPass for about almost 6 years, so since the beginning of the story, working with studio partners, and now more recently working with partners specifically focused on their expansion.
Before we go further into it, what is ClassPass for the people who don't know what it is? Because I've got a lot of Australians on here. Yes. Is it in Australia?
Oh, yes.
We are in Australia. Yes.
Yes. Australia is a great market.
Yeah.
Growing market for us. We're global. So we're essentially a global membership that you can use to book fitness classes, wellness experiences, and gym time at our network of 25,000 studio wellness and gym partners across the globe.
Wow. How did this even start? I know that Pyle, the founder and the chairman of ClassPass, must have just, she's absolutely brilliant. I love her. I love her story. Do you know much about it? Like, can you tell us how it started?
Absolutely, yeah. So Pyle is incredible. She's one of those rare kind of left and right-brained people. So, you know, excelled at MIT, later at Bain, but also founded a dance company and danced her whole life. So she's very kind of analytical as well as creative.
I saw that she does do a lot of dancing. She puts it up on her Instagram stories.
Yes, it's incredible. And so, you know, this story is like many startups. pile essentially solved a problem that she herself encountered. So she was working hard at Bain in New York City, you know, 7 or so years ago when this idea came to be, and she was looking for a dance class. She always danced her whole life, as mentioned, and she was really stressed at work. It was her outlet. It was kind of her meditation, her safe haven. And so she wanted to find a new ballet class. She had an hour or so. She went online, she Googled, she went to Yelp, she kind of went all over the internet and literally spent 2-3 hours just searching and missed her opportunity to go to class. And that's when the light bulb kind of went off in her mind.
And she was like, what if I had a platform where I could book a class and book several classes but not have to pay? Because honestly, when you think about the New York City fitness scene right now, there are so many things that we can be doing. We can go to a boxing class and we can go to another studio and do a treadmill class. Like, there's so much happening. And I'm a Peloton tread runner.
Yes.
Love it. I wish I could go to more live classes. I've got a very good friend there who's an instructor, and she's like, just come into one of my classes. So I do, and when I can get there, it's amazing. But when I don't, I just log onto the app and I do it. And I think to myself, I don't know too much about like what the prices are, but I just think, imagine if you could do, you know, 5 classes a week and not have to pay, you know, endless amounts of money. Because one class could cost around $45.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. ClassPass didn't start in the exact same model it currently is, that same kind of founder story of having to evolve the model. But that's exactly the idea. We aim to make fitness and wellness accessible to people. Definitely, you can get a discount on regular studio rates, especially if you're willing to go to an off-peak time or a newer instructor, something like that. But we also just kind of present all of the options up front to our users. So our value proposition for the user is variety, is discovery, as well as price. Most of our people have never taken boutique fitness before or are trying new fitness genres once they get onto ClassPass.
I love that you said boutique. So basically, there's an app, it's ClassPass. Me, I go on, I pay a membership fee of X amount of dollars per month, and then I get to pick unlimited amount of places that I can go to. So I could go to a Rumble, a SoulCycle, as many times as I want.
Yeah, so
I'm paying more than that in a bloody Equinox membership.
Yes, so it depends on what type of classes and experiences you want to take, but that's exactly the idea. You purchase a number of credits, and then based on what you want to take, we have partners like Barry's Bootcamp, maybe more expensive, just as they are directly, or if you wanted to take more off-peak classes, yoga classes, less expensive experiences, you could use your credits that way. And we really came to that model because fitness is so personal, especially over the course of someone's life. I've kind of done it all. I've run marathons. I've been really strong. I've gotten injured or sick. And so we wanted to build a membership that can kind of take you through your whole life. The kind of opposite being more of a traditional gym where you pay up front and then the model is kind of built on breakage. Like the gym model, the business model, is hoping really that once February hits, people don't really come. That's how they make their money. ClassPass is unique because we make money as our partners make money as we send people to studios. And so our guiding light is truly just to get people to class. It's always been that.
It's interesting that you said the life cycle of a person. And like as a woman, I remember in my early 20s, I just wanted hard and fast and energy. And now I'm like, put me in a yoga studio and I'm fine.
Amen. Like, I mean, I feel like my personal journey has paralleled my ClassPass journey and ClassPass's journey as a business. When I started at ClassPass, you know, in my 20s, really hungry, really excited, tons of opportunity. I had never done boutique fitness before. This was like 6 years ago. I was, you know, employee maybe 15 or something like that. And now we're over 600. So
Wow. It's
been quite a journey. But we were really excited. We wanted to get out there, ClassPass as a business as well. Boutique fitness was really up and coming. It was brand new. We grew very quickly through some unlimited offers where people could really use the product. It kind of went viral and took off. And then we had to take the time and take a step back and say, okay, there's something here. People love this product. But in order to grow, we really need to make it sustainable. And so we did the work over time of evolving the business model. And now we're in a place where we can just grow sustainably. Our incentives are aligned with our partners and our users. Everybody wants people just to go to class and go to these experiences. And so we can grow across the globe. And my personal journey's been kind of similar. I used to do the same. If a little is good, more is better.
Yeah.
It's that New York mentality. About 2 years ago, I was able to kind of take a step back, move to Southern California where I work remotely now, and just kind of create space for myself and my life and kind of understand, okay, where do I want to be? How do I get there? Be really thoughtful about it. Mm. And so, yeah, similar to ClassPass now, it's like, okay, I feel grounded. We feel great. Let's kind of just grow and expand from there.
And the great thing about you and what I think you bring to the whole ClassPass ecosystem is you've had your fair share of experience in the New York City fitness industry, correct?
Yes.
And I speak about that a lot on the Neuro Experience. Where did you start out, and what was it like 10 years ago when you were in it and you infiltrated into it? Like, what was it like back then?
Yeah, it was totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. And I think the growth of New York, other cities globally, you see the kind of same growth trajectory. New York is definitely, you know, very saturated in terms of fitness. Every different kind of experience is here. 10 years ago or 6 years ago when we started, you know, they had the yoga studios, you had the kind of cycling studios.
Equinox.
Yep, yeah, the traditional gym for sure. And people would kind of do their workout. And it was mostly solo. It was mostly in a gym. You know, people used to do workout videos and things like that, maybe less in New York, more in the suburbs. But I think we've seen this evolution towards the power of boutique, specifically because of the group aspect. Mm. I think that's a huge part of ClassPass's success. Mm. The social aspect of ClassPass, you can invite friends to class. Mm. You're far more likely to try something new if a friend invites you. You're far less likely, I think the stat is you're 26% less likely to cancel a class you book with a friend. So there's accountability, mm. there's community. And so that aspect is inherent in group fitness. You don't go to a cycling studio because you want to be totally isolated and alone. Mm. You go maybe because you're not as motivated and you want the kind of feeling of the group to drive you forward. And I think that's the magic of boutique. And so we've seen it take off. And from there, you know, New York, everybody from every corner of the globe is here. People have incredible ideas, fusion classes, mm. you know, new methodologies. And there's always
weekly.
Oh my God, interesting.
I feel like something like is brought out every single week, and it's the sky is limits. Like, if you want to get a work, if you want to dance and do weights and be in the water and be an acrobat and be on
there.
A treadmill at the same time, there's a class for it here in New York City. You can do anything you want. So I love that. What can you draw on about some of the challenges? Because I know in the growth stages of a startup and in any business, it's you go from, you know, a cute family model and like there's 10 of us and we're hustling and let's all get dinner together. We love each other. But when it goes from 10 to 50 to 300, things kind of change. The inner workings of the business model changes, the way you communicate with your superior changes, and then we start to get levels. Have you seen a challenging process in growing ClassPass?
Absolutely. I think that's really at the core of the story. As mentioned, Pyle had this idea. The idea took off. Mm. We used to have an unlimited model. It started as a promotion.
Yeah.
To get more people to work out, mm. and it worked. It essentially went viral. People were joining. They were inviting their friends. Our biggest channel for marketing is still word of mouth. And so we had a lot of people interested in boutique and interested in ClassPass. And as you can imagine, some copycats started to pop up and kind of copy the model and other markets.
Of course. You know, I don't mean to cut you off, but somebody said something the other day saying, you're doing a good job when people start to try and copy your model.
Exactly.
But sadly,
It's tough. But I think in our case, in ClassPass's case, it really pushed us to be our best.
Yeah.
Our now CEO was an early investor, and he came in and took over as CEO and essentially helped Pyle and the rest of the team make really important changes to make our model sustainable. And I think, and I know what sets ClassPass apart, we did the work. Mm. We did the hard work of changing the model. You kind of have to bring both partners and users into this new world when you make certain changes. So ClassPass is a two-sided marketplace. We serve our partners, our studios and gyms, as well as our ClassPass members, our users. And so we had to take them along for the ride. But we had to do the hard work of saying, you know, this unlimited model is not sustainable. We introduced capped plans. We introduced a credits model, which we have now and really allows us to offer a variety of experiences on the platform.
Yeah.
Whereas our competitors, I think this is easy to do, saw some early success and had a little bit perhaps of a scarcity mindset. Like, let me hold really tight onto the success I currently have instead of doing the hard work to open up the potential future of much more growth, exponential growth, if I'm able to create a more sustainable model.
You know, it's going into 2020, I don't think a sustainable model is one size fits all. You need to be able to, abide by everyone's rules now. And this goes into employment. Shari and I were just discussing like the current state of, you know, the corporates on Wall Street. And what I found is that people are no longer like saying, you know, we're looking for a full-time person, but if you can't do full-time, we'll do contract or we'll do part-time or you can do this. It's like, because of the internet and because of like variety and where we're going, I think now, you know, the sky's the limit. You do have to abide by everyone's rules and make it fit for everyone in order for it to be enjoyable and easy. Because I love going on and finding, like, if I want to buy something on online shopping, I want to know that I have like 10 different ways to be able to access it. Like, do I pay this way? Do I pay here? Do I pay, you know? So I think that's a really good thing. And the power of any company is being able to adapt to its environment.
Yes, massive. And really, ClassPass is the app, right? You pull up the ClassPass app, you can search and filter by genre or activity. So by cycling or strength training or wellness, we now have massage and facial and other modalities like that. The location, the time frame, all of these different factors, and you're served up a bunch of options.
Oh, so it's not just gyms now. It's like a wellness. Have you got Face Gym on there?
So I'm not sure if Face Gym is there yet, but we are expanding into facials, massages. Your language, cryotherapy, infrared sauna, acupuncture. Yep. Yeah. We've started in a few key markets. Obviously, you know, it's the startup culture to test and iterate, make sure it works. And so we've started in a few markets and seen a great response. And so we will be rolling out wellness globally as well. And the two go hand in hand. Like, I'm asked all the time, what's the trends that you see,
for example? Yeah, this was fitness. My next question. What is the future state of fitness within New York City?
Yeah, it's interesting, especially having the kind of bi-coastal perspective now, spending the first 10 years in New York. New York as a city and the fitness scene follows is, you know, type A, if a little's great, more is better. The hit, the go hard every single day. Those New Yorkers, they want to punish themselves.
Yeah, we
right?
just want to be punished. And we get punished on the subways and at work. So we're just, you know, full-time punishment.
Yes, exactly. I think what we're drawing from the West Coast a little bit is that ability to relax and recover. And I think people are learning perhaps the hard way in New York City that you can't go hard 110% of the time. Mm. Like, you know, when you exercise, you actually get fitter when you recover. You don't get fitter during the work. That's when you're breaking down the muscles. Mm. So taking that time to step back and recover, the best athletes in the world recover the fastest so they can go hard again. Mm. So I think in New York, we're going to be seeing more of these wellness opportunities, foam rolling classes, cryotherapy, infrared, acupuncture.
Foam rolling? Guys, I've got this big grin on my face. This is me. This is Louisa in her 30s. She now goes to foam rolling classes. Yes. You know, I would not turn down an aqua aerobics class either. Listen.
There are some great ones. Aqua cycle, spinning in the water.
Yeah.
I love a good dance. There's something called 30-60-90, which is like the most fun aerobic step, but intense workout where you're dancing and you almost don't even realize because you're trying to keep the beat. That's super interesting. And my favorite personally is sound bath meditation.
What is that? And where can I go?
So I'm sure there are some in New York will have to search the app after this, but definitely where I am in Southern California, it's essentially a meditation. Might do a couple of relaxed yoga poses, but the instructor has crystal bowls and tuning forks, and it basically uses the power of vibration to help you get into a meditative state and relax yourself. Mm. Totally magical. There's one woman named Shannon in Orange County at Villa Yoga and Pilates who is an angel. But yeah,
you know, it's this is exciting because now it's just open. Like, my eyes are like so wide because who would know without going onto this app? Like, there's no like way of just, you know, it's all in one place. It's unique. And you can introduce us to things that we didn't even know.
Exactly.
And then go do workouts that are really great for us. We didn't even know that they exist. You know, for me, I'm an Equinox. I go to Equinox. Like I said, I go to a treadmill class. I may do a rumble class, whatever I may do. But that's me thinking and putting it into, you know, and it's like you guys take away the thinking and everything, which is what we all love.
Listen, that's the whole idea. Working out is hard enough as it is, right? Mm. It's not like we're a seamless web platform where you want to eat and someone's extremely motivated to find and purchase food. It's hard enough to get yourself to the gym. It doesn't need to be harder, you know, by forcing people to sort through all of the noise on the internet out there. What do I want to do? What's the experience? We not only have the genre and location, how to get there, what to bring, but what to expect. And then I will say the biggest part is really the ratings and reviews. Mm. So we capture 1 to 5 stars, ratings and reviews, as well as comments after every class, and share them so you can see what other people thought. You can rate and review it yourself. Mm. And we just want to take the guesswork out. Like, so many people who use ClassPass are brand new to boutique fitness. They've never done it before. And, you know, I imagine what I was like 6 years ago before ClassPass. You don't know what to expect and you're intimidated. Mm. So taking the guesswork out is absolutely huge, and that's our goal.
What's been the most interesting workout that you've done?
Oh God, so many. I mean, there's one here in New York called Burn. It's a cold room. Mm. It's in Flatiron.
Why don't I know about this? It's making me mad now that I don't even know about it. I don't have class. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get it out.
It's called Burn, as in burn. Like, be cold, not burn B-U-R-N. As in fire.
Oh, burr, B-U-R-R.
Yeah, I'm not able, yeah. I can't make the proper sound.
Okay.
But you can pick your level of class, I believe, like, based on the temperature, and there's different workouts that you do, and the idea is, like, your body works harder to keep itself warm, so you burn more calories. There's the opposite.
I was going to say, it sounds like it would be a hot environment. Okay.
There's the opposite of that, which is, like, an infrared heat Pilates. Or, you know, a Y7 is a super popular partner of ours. They do hip-hop yoga with infrared kind of sauna in the room, those same infrared kind of light waves and heat. That's extremely popular. Step aerobics.
I've just thought of the best idea, and I'm going to put it out there. Please. And I want everyone to know it's my idea, if it hasn't done it already. I'm going to do a workout in a cryotherapy chamber. Does it exist?
Not that I've seen.
That's it. It's going to be called NeuroCryo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That has a ring. We're cashing out.
Okay. Tell Pyle we're going to get onto it. Nobody steal my idea.
Perfect.
Okay. So, like, you know, being in the fitness industry, you've seen everything. What's your observations? And let's get away kind of from like ClassPass and the technology. Let's get into like the mindset of people within the fitness industry here in New York City. I speak about it a lot. People are like, oh, she's going on about it again. But I love to delve into people's minds. And what I'm finding is the trend now is we go on Instagram, and we were just talking about this. You know, you look at someone's story and they look good, and they're at the boxing student. I want to be there. And what do you think we're moving away from a, like, what it means to be fit and healthy, and moving into more of a look at me on Instagram and look at my leg up there?
That's such a relevant question. I know. I mean, I believe it follows kind of where people are in their personal journey. I think when you first get involved, you're really excited. You see other people out there. You want to emulate them. It's aspirational. It can be really productive. You follow your favorite instructors. They motivate you. Mm. I think you just have to be aware, and I've been through this myself, of why you're looking at Instagram. Why are you going to class? Once it's consistently like, I'm going to class because I want my body to look a certain way, and not because I feel so much better when I sweat and when I move and I'm more grateful and my day is better if I do this in the morning. When it's more for the wrong reasons, I think it gets dangerous. So just checking in with yourself and saying, why am I going to class? Mm. Instead of, you know, what we find is ClassPass people tend to, like, you know, take a lot of different classes, but find the ones that they love. Mm. If you usually go to Barry's Boot Camp on Monday mornings and you're just dragging yourself there, why don't you try yoga instead? I think for me, it's all about the self-awareness. Like, being able to understand your motivation behind something is key.
I'm never afraid to say how I really feel and what I'm going through, because sometimes people ask me the dumbest questions, like, oh, you know, you talk about brain performance, you're a brain coach, like, so you must be like so on point with your discipline and motivation. It's like, well, my biggest thing now is when I go to the gym, I'm finding it increasingly hard to not look at my phone. Like, every time I get a notification for everything, if an email comes through, I will stop my workout, delve into the email, and then I'm like, I'm not going to pick that weight up again. It drives me insane. So I do classes deliberately. So I either don't look at my phone or I keep, but like I need to be distracted because my mind goes a million miles an hour. And when I'm in the gym, I'm like, I've got this to do. I've got that to do. I've got this to do. Even if I'm there at 5:30 in the morning, I still feel like, shit, get out of here now because you've got to go and write that email or you've got to be with this. It just drives me insane. So I know that so many people probably are in my position who would benefit from going to classes just alone, like only classes.
Totally. It absolutely forces you to disconnect and pay attention with the instructor. And that's why I like workouts that I never thought I would love, but I've tried on ClassPass, like a step aerobic style class or dance cardio class, something like Dance Body that's really popular, because it takes you out of your mind. Even cycling, if it's beat-based, essentially you're just trying to keep up. You're trying to keep the beat. You're lost in the music. And then you blink and 45 minutes has passed. You're drowned in a pool of your own sweat. You feel incredible. And guess what? The email's going to be there when you open your phone after class.
I know. Here's a question. Is there a criteria that one has to go through in order to be able to be on ClassPass, or you guys are just like, it's if you're a boutique? And by boutique, you mean not a chain, right? So like, is SoulCycle on there?
So SoulCycle is not on ClassPass. Okay. We have a lot of great cycling partners like Flywheel, like okay. Cycle, Cycle Bar, etc. But what was your question?
Is there a criteria? Can anybody right. just open a, like, can anybody be on ClassPass?
So we do, all of our sales representatives usually go to the studio, they speak to them via phone, and we definitely have a criteria to make sure it's a positive experience. We obviously want to make sure all of our users and members are safe and comfortable. We do work with nearly all partners, especially in the US, and as we expand globally, it's becoming like the main marketing and exposure channel for studios, especially new studios, because it doesn't cost anything to be on ClassPass. We just list your offerings, and the goal is to sell your excess capacity. What we found is that on average 40% of all spots are filled in any boutique fitness class. That means 60% of the spots on average go empty, and studio fitness is a high fixed cost business. You might as well kind of get that incremental revenue because you're paying the instructor and you're keeping the lights on anyway. So if we can get your brand in front of new users and then actually pay you to fill up those spots, it also makes the class experience better. Like, you don't want to take Peloton class by yourself. You want the energy in the room. So there's so many kind of value adds of working with ClassPass, and we definitely make sure that all of our partners, you know, our stand-up experiences and really positive partners.
I absolutely love that, because I see it from also not just the consumer perspective but also the instructor perspective. Because what if there's somebody out there who is starting a new thing and they're not big, they haven't got, you know, they've just got a space and it's just them, they can still go on there and they can have access to, how many users do you guys have?
So we don't share user numbers necessarily. Okay. However, that is the absolute kind of dream scenario, especially doing
that's
expansion
incredible.
Work. Yeah, I mean, I love this role in this company because my parents are entrepreneurs, my mom, my dad, my stepdad. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And the idea that we can help these people, many of which, majority of which are small business owners, a lot of them got into the industry because it changed their lives and they want to pay it forward and change someone else's life. So if ClassPass can come in and say, look, you're struggling to run your business one person, you give everything you have to your members, to your clients, teaching class, trying to do a little bit of marketing, let us help you get new people through the door. That's the hardest part for most of these studios and gyms.
And then if this class is $30 a person, you take a cut of that?
So basically, yeah, we kind of price in credits all of our partners' offerings, and it's dependent on their direct pricing and it's dynamic. So it wasn't always this way, but again, we've done the hard work of changing the business model as well as building out the technology. So we now have algorithms that we use. So it's truly seamless for our partners. It's no extra work you don't have to manage. We give you all of the insights and we give you the control, but it's essentially an algorithm. So we have a smart spot algorithm that basically reads our partner's direct fill every single hour and will release or close off spots to ClassPass based on what the studio is filling directly and on their own.
Oh, the beauty of technology.
Yes.
And engineers.
Yes, exactly. And then we have a smart rate algorithm that prices based on demand.
Okay.
So if you can imagine, you know, that super popular class that you love to take with the top instructor is going to be more credits, especially if it's peak times. I mean, we can talk about all of the data that we've aggregated on fitness. It's truly one of the main value propositions we have for partners. Mm. We know Tuesday night at 6 p.m. is the most popular time to work out. And so that's going to be more expensive. An equipment style class like a Peloton tread is going to be more expensive than an outdoor boot camp or like an off-peak new instructor. It's all based on demand.
Mm, I love that. What do you do as a as an individual to help sustain a really beautiful working mindset? Because we know that you know, as we get older, new things come into our lives, and we have to manage, you know, both our mindset and our bodies more so than what we did when we were 21. So, what do you do as an individual to help you? Get in the zone?
It's such a good question. I would say the number one thing that I've especially learned recently, besides having a growth mindset, so I think one that's super important, ClassPass as a business came and, you know, this word is overused, but truly did disrupt the fitness industry. There was nothing like us before. And since we've launched, the landscape is entirely different. So helping maintain that growth mindset and bring partners into this new world and say, look, you know, similar to what we were talking about before with ClassPass competitors, you've done everything this way as a studio owner and you have a solid client base. We can help expand beyond that. So you still maintain that client base, but if you're willing to work with ClassPass and adopt some of our tools, we can help you get to the next level. So the growth mindset. And then for me, it's a lot about just knowing myself. I think people turn to things like religion or spirituality or human design or, you know, personality tests just to better understand the world around them and their place in it. And so the better you can know yourself, the more you can anticipate what your reaction to something might be, and you can set yourself up for success. I know you talk a lot about habits, for example. You automate the things that you know, create a great day, make you more productive, but then you keep that open mind, that growth mindset, so that you can continue to learn and grow and adapt along the way. And I have had to do that working at ClassPass for sure.
Really?
Yes.
Do you do this internally as well? Do you guys have wellness programs where as an internal organization? Yeah,
there's so many great perks to working at ClassPass. As you can imagine, the first one being you can wear workout clothes to work.
That is my dream.
A lot of leggings in the house. Which is fantastic. And then, yeah, you know, people take classes together. We make it a really fun environment. And it's a marketplace of ideas that's kind of drilled into us. Like anyone can have an idea. If it's going to move our mission forward and take the company to the next level, you know, it's a marketplace of ideas. It's an open forum. So that really kind of ensures that we stay creative and we keep that growth mindset.
I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody when we wrap up the episodes.
Yes.
Okay. With all the experience that you've had and all the knowledge that you have, what's the one piece of advice that you could give our audience so they can dramatically increase their human performance?
Yeah. I think, again, it goes back to knowing yourself. I think if you can know exactly what makes you tick, know how to set yourself up for success, anticipate some pitfalls that you may have, then you can put in place habits and practices to set yourself up for success. But on the same token, you know, you keep that growth mindset, you stay flexible, and you're willing to grow, be empathetic. I think really that's how you ensure that you're making the most of what you have, but you're always open for more. And I think kind of that's where we are with ClassPass. That's where I am in my journey. And that's definitely the advice I would give.
I absolutely love that. Thank you so much for coming on the Neuro Experience Podcast. And guys, go out there, get on ClassPass. I'm going to be on it. You're going to see me like for the next 10 days straight, like just like going hard with this ClassPass. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being part of the Neuro Experience Podcast. Where can we find out more information about you?
Absolutely. So I think Instagram is probably the best place for me. However, yeah. As discussed, I've taken a little step back, but my handle is What Shari Sees, S-H-A-R-I. And then I would definitely follow at ClassPass. And we have a hashtag called Team ClassPass. If you're interested in working for ClassPass or just learning a little bit more about behind the scenes, you can follow us on social as well with that hashtag.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.